Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. Today we meet Dr. Jacob Heidemann as he talked with Ana Alemán about volunteering at the FEMAP clinic in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, for the past 25 years.
A typical day, three or four of us, it used to be up to eight or nine, but those were mostly therapists. But because of what's happened, many people have backed off coming with us to the clinic. We'll walk across the downtown bridge and walk to the clinic. We will see three separate clinics basically going on at once. My clinic, which is the medical clinic or the orthopedic clinic for children. The orthotist sees children for bracing, fitting, modifications. And the physical therapist will provide physical therapy expertise and training to families so that they can work with the children at home. We will see at highest, it will be 100 kids. Lowest will probably be 50 kids between the three of us, or passing back and forth between the three of us. And unfortunately, we're not able to do any major surgical procedures any longer because of our inability to transfer kids across the border. I am still doing smaller procedures in Juarez, things that can be done with limited supplies and equipment. And we will stay until the last child is seen.
You talked a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced. I wonder if there are any specific difficult moments or specific problems that stand out in your mind that you had to work through.
We're going back to the original clinic. When we first went over, and what my vivid memories were of the actual clinic, was that this was a very small facility, and we were actually provided a space that was about the size of this room here, our closet size space, that really just had a chair. There was no bed. There was a cement floor. There was no, the water facilities, washroom facilities were down the hall. And we had one room. So when I would see a patient, and then Cynthia Fisher had to see the patient, one of us would have to leave the room so that the other could see the patient. And we all kind of had to dance around each other to do this. If I needed to apply a cast, we'd have to walk down the hall to run the water in the sink and then run back quickly to apply the materials. And so it was, those were some of the logistical issues that we had initially. And then finding resources, partnering with Providence Hospital through the years. They've been an outstanding support by providing free services on their end here in the United States. But getting them to do that and getting anesthesiologists to provide their care while the children were here in the United States, and doctors like Dr. Canales, Roberto Canales, who assisted in their pediatric management while the children were in the hospital. So setting up a team in the United States as well as a team in Juarez. These were all things that had to be developed over time. And then watching the whole clinic and now the hospital grow into a beautiful, high-quality medical center with a nursing school that's expanding. It's been a wonderful experienced through these last 25 years to watch the growth and development of this, I think, one of the highest quality medical centers in Juarez for women and children.
You talked before about the feeling of satisfaction and gratitude. I wonder, when have you felt that the most? What has been your maybe proudest moment?
I think that just going to the clinic and that initial walk through the waiting room, when we walk into the facility and walk through the waiting room and see all the children and their families sitting there waiting to see us, and the kids smiling and happy and greeting us, and those kids that we've treated being smiles on their faces, and I think it gives me a sense of gratitude, but it also helps the other children, the new children that are there and the new families are there, realize that this is a positive experience. And I think that's the sense of gratitude and that I get.
Where do you see, what do you see the future being, both of you, or where do you see yourself going in the future?
The future for this clinic will be determined by, I think, a couple things. Number one is the political situation on both sides of the border improving, so that we can go back to providing the level of care that we were once providing on both sides of the border. That through training and education, we will find young physicians and therapists in Juarez that will have an interest in doing and carrying on this clinic program. But if not, then at least maybe the Shriners Clinic will come back to Juarez and come back to FAMOP, and they will be able to at least see the children of pediatric orthopedic need and provide the care that they've been providing. So I think the future is dependent very much on the political situation.
Okay, so I worked for Sierra Providence for many years, and I had heard about you. Then I started working for FEMOP, and I met you. And now I'm a mother of one of your patients. So on behalf of all the mothers in northern Mexico, I want to thank you for providing such wonderful, caring, specialized care. You know, when you have a child with certain special needs, it could be as simple as hip dysplasia, or you know, some of the children that we've seen in Juarez, it can be so, jarring. But knowing that you're there and what you've done for the population, you know, I just hope you know that you're very well regarded.
Thank you.
Dr. Jacob Heidemann and Anna Aleman from a conversation recorded in El Paso. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.